This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Good morning, friends. This morning's devotion is titled, When I Cannot See. In the year 2012, I met with a serious road accident. I, on my two-wheeler, was rammed into by a four-wheeler from behind on a busy road in Bangalore. A great thud was heard, and immediately there was a big crowd of people surrounding me. I was in a state of shock, but by the grace of God, got away with bruises on my hands and hip. I did not realize the seriousness of the accident until I heard the people around me say that I had survived purely by His grace. I was rushed to a hospital nearby. First aid was administered, and the doctor on duty had prescribed painkillers. On returning home, I noticed that on top of the prescription, the doctor had written verse 4 of Psalm 91. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Yes, indeed, when I could not see, the Lord had been my shield and protected me from a great disaster. In 2 Kings chapter 6, we see Elisha's servant panicked when he saw his town surrounded by an enemy army. In verses 15 to 17, we see the servant ran to Elisha. Oh no, my Lord, what shall we do? Elisha told him to relax. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Then God opened the servant's eyes, and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Are you in a dicey situation, risking your reputation or perhaps even your security? Are you spending sleepless nights wondering how it may all turn out to be, just because you are striving to follow Jesus and do what is right? Remember, you are not alone. Jesus is with you. The people of Judah were wounded and desperate, facing enemies and feeling helpless. Israel had been overtaken by Assyria, and Isaiah prophesied that one day Judah will also be overcome by an enemy, Babylonia. Judah needed a God who would help, who would rescue and not forsake them. Imagine the people's surging hope when they heard God's assurance in Isaiah 43:5, Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Whatever calamity they faced or whatever hardship they would endure, He would be with them. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, He would pass through the waters with them, leading them to safety. He would even walk through the fire with them, helping them through the scorching flames. The Israelites learned much as they journeyed through the wilderness. One lesson was that their God wasn't like other gods known at that time, distant, deaf, geographically bound, or needing pilgrimages to be reached. In Deuteronomy 4 verse 7 we read, The Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to Him. In Daniel 3, we see the furious rage of King Nebuchadnezzar against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as they refused to bow to the golden image. They were firmly tied and thrown into the blazing furnace. In verse 25, when the king came to witness the three men scorched in the furnace, in much amazement, King Nebuchadnezzar said, Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods. Are you being blinded by the difficult times you are facing? Are you not able to see the hand of God, or do you doubt His presence? What wakes you up at night? Is it a financial burden, an emotional trauma, your difficult spouse or your rebellious child? Is it the ill health of a family member? Whatever the challenge, whatever your anxiety, whatever the fears, Let us remind ourselves that God is right beside us. We need to just talk to Him. His accessibility to us is a profound gift. He will walk us through the waters and fire. He will be our ever-present help in trouble. Let us pray. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.